And welcome, friends, to another podcast in our series, The Way It Is. It's JCCS Presents, Jory Prosen. Glad you're here. And today we have a very interesting topic, I believe you'll find. We're going to have a little bit of a shorter podcast. We had a longer one last week. This one I think you'll find quite interesting as well. Distractions. It's distractions. What are we talking about when we say distractions? Well, according to the definition in most of your dictionaries, whether it be a Webster dictionary or any other, you would find that you'd get a definition of the thing that prevents someone from giving full attention, and I'm emphasizing full attention here, to something else. Well, in this case, the something else is God. And if I was to ask you, and I've already given it away, so I really can't literally ask you, but if I had asked you at the top of the program, what was, in your mind, one of the greatest tools that Satan is utilizing to attack the church today, I bet you would come up with some of the things that we've already dealt with in previous podcasts. Watering down the gospel, doctrines of demons, placing false teachers in the pulpit, leading the flock astray. But would you come up with the topic of distraction? Would distraction be something that you would think about? Because we're going to get into it in a little bit about why Satan loves to distract you and me and everyone else, and what that looks like in the bigger picture of things. So we're going to delve into that today because, as I mentioned when we began these podcasts, we prayerfully consider each topic and we ask God to guide us. And we don't speak of anything new. There is nothing new. Everything's in the Word of God, self-contained. But we also, as we've stressed previously in other podcasts, we look for a universal theme that transcends ultimately from a Christian core, but to all of men and women and across all humanity, we all face this situation of being distracted. So that is why we're covering this subject. It's very, very important that we realize that we're all distracted. And we face distractions daily, hourly, minute by minute. And it can be taking our work home at the end of the day, brooding over a bad experience with the boss, or not liking your work, and coming home and not sleeping well at night, having bad dreams because you hate your job so much, or if you're having a marital some discord in your marriage, perhaps you're obsessing over that. Well, those are personal things that are stressors in life, and that is natural to be distracted by the stressful things. So we're going to look at more issues that really ultimately we have to ask, is this really something that you should be distracted about versus what you could be doing, freeing that time up in the way of devoting it towards God? And that's really what we're talking about. Everybody needs to have hobbies. Everybody has their interests. Everyone has their desires, no matter what they are, whether it's going out for a golf outing on a Sunday or simply watching your favorite team, whether it be basketball or football or baseball, sports, whatever, those kinds of things. Everybody has to have some balance to life. So we're not really focus so much on those types of things. It's when the balance is completely unbalanced. In other words, you've placed majority of your time, excess amounts of time, and only you and God can sort that out, instead of experiencing growth and maturity in God, and living out God's plans for you, or even discovering God's plans for you. And that takes That takes prayer, and that takes being in the Word of God, and not being put off course, if you would. And I'm giving a little bit of hint, and that's where Satan will come in and take advantage of and uneven put in front of you major distractions. In fact, we always talk about Jesus being tempted in the wilderness by the devil. He had been fasting 40 days and 40 nights, and he was obviously very, very hungry. So, of course, one of the biggest temptations Satan wanted to put before Jesus was this, turn this stone into bread. And Jesus, of course, talked to, I'm the bread of life. Eat from this bread and you will no longer hunger. Of course, he's talking about being spiritually filled with God. But what Satan was really also doing was Jesus was in the wilderness for a reason. And you say, well, of course he was in the wilderness for a reason. He was to be tempted by the devil to prepare him for his mission. Well, yes, but he was all another way of looking at it was Satan was also trying to distract Jesus with temptations, but also to put him off course with things and to put things in front of him. Much like you are and we all are when we have the TV in front of us and the unbelievable amount of time that the average person consumes. And I know a lot of people have turned TV off for a lot of good reasons, but commercials being one of them. And also because the media is ran by the elitists and they're jamming down their global agenda right in front of us. Of course, that's another very good reason. But people still are spending just amazingly amounts of time in front of the TV, whether they work or not work. Children have always been literally hypnotized, if you would, in front of the tube. So that is one of the major tools of distraction, of course. We'll get into all those forms of distraction in just a minute. So God wants to get our attention. God wants to speak to us with his still small voice. But when we're distracted, when we're caught up in these types of situations, we're not only taking away time that we can spend with God, we're taking away time that God wants to use us, perhaps to prayerfully lift up people that are struggling and in need of prayer, and perhaps just loving thy neighbor as thyself. There's somebody down the street that God wants to speak to your heart and put in your heart to help and to take care of, much like a Good Samaritan scenario, or whatever God wants to lay in your heart. The bottom line is, if you're distracted, you're going to miss out on a lot of that. And that should be a good clue to figure out how Satan benefits from your being distracted. And the one thing also about distraction is it's pattern setting. And pattern setting leads to addictions. Sports, politics, sex, sexual situations, whether it be pornography or something else. Social issues that seem very worthy to devote to time, such as injustice of all sorts, and racism, of course, nowadays is a big thing, and everyone's on one side of the fence or the other about how best to conduct yourself, and protests in general. So a lot of this is taking up just unbelievable amounts of time, and these lead to obsessions, and obsessions tie in with addictions, and addictions tie in with adultery. So we'll go into more detail how this all streams together, and there are very specific ways to overcome these distractions. You're going to see a slide in this in just a second here. And some of those things are very straightforward, seeking God's face, not his literal face, but the nature of God, to be obedient, to study scripture, sense of humility, to be compassionate. In other words, allow the fruits of the Spirit to dictate and give control over all those things. And here's a scripture for you, 1 Corinthians 7:35. I'm saying this for your benefit, not to place restrictions on you. I want you to do whatever will help you serve the Lord best with as few distractions as possible. Not every distraction possible, but as few as possible, so that you can indeed block out the world, the noise of the world, because it's coming at you from everywhere. When you're at work, I'm going back to the work examples, because most of us work. Of course, many of us also struggle through unemployment. But those at work, what you get to work, and then your fellow employees are sharing what they heard in the news, and some move on, and we're all supposed to be working, but others are constantly at every break and whatever, going on and on like a mantra of sorts that they can't let go on. And that may be very distracting for you, not only because you're not able to get your work done, but because they're getting in your head. And the world does get in our heads, whether we like it or not. There's the media is notorious for getting us to look at one perspective, and really, I hate to say, but one agenda that they have in mind to present to you. And we get into this whole fake news versus real news type of thing. We call this noise because we need to clear our heads of all of this, because this is ultimately a spiritual battle of sorts. We need to get back on track with God's plan for us. And this is really what the bigger picture is, that God's got a plan for each and every one of us, you and me alike. And he wants us to know of that plan and to follow through with that plan. And so if we're listening to the siren callings of the world in every crisis or so-called crisis, then this noise, as we talked about, is going to interfere greatly in your really being in touch with what God has to say to you and what God wants to speak to you about what he has planned for you. And so this actually is a very, very powerful tool that Satan uses with distraction. And it's very crafty, because Satan wants you to believe these are your distractions. He has nothing to do with them. You choose out of your own free will to get involved in these things, and you dedicated your own time to the cause of these distractions, so he's not to blame. But the truth being told, he's actually feeding these distractions. He's not letting you let go of these distractions. He's, if you would, whispering into your ear that you need to spend time with these things. These are things that are important to you, and that you deserve to spend extra time with these types of things. And again, we're not talking about your typical desires and hobbies. We're talking about when things are unbalanced and you're not giving God all of your heart. You're giving him, I think Francis Chan said, seconds. You're giving God his seconds, and he doesn't want that. He doesn't want that. So it's something that we need to realize, to look into our heart and say, look, are we giving God all our time that we can? And are we, in fact, loving God with all our heart and all our strength and all our might? God wants our unconditional love, because he first loved us, and he wants to have that be reciprocal, but only if it's genuine. So this is a heart measure. In fact, I would even go as far as saying that God uses these as tests, and we're putting this on the screen again because it's so important to realize that Satan's tool, one of his most powerful tools, is to cause distraction in your life so that you are not spending your life with the most important, dealing with the most important things, which is God grabbing hold of you and God guiding you and fulfilling the plans He has for you. And everybody has a different plan, really, that God has. And someone out there may say, God doesn't have a plan for me. God doesn't even speak to me. I don't even hear from God. What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? And I say, okay, are you in the Word of God? Yes, no, sort of, sometimes, inconsistent. Are you actively seeking Him out? Are you praying with your whole heart to seek God? He promises if those who seek Him will find Him. And, you know, He's not going to make Himself unavailable or inaccessible to you. Perhaps your expectations aren't in line with how He works. And it's important to learn of God and to know of God so that He can in turn know of you. And, of course, He knows of you. He knows every hair on your head. But He's talking about a relationship. This goes back to when we one of our first podcasts about who needs a Savior. The difference between what we're talking about here today and religion is relationship. Why else does He say to those who said, Lord, Lord, didn't I prophesy in Your name? Lord, Lord, didn't I heal the people? Didn't I do this and that for You? And they notice they're calling Him Lord. And He said, be gone, worker of iniquity. I knew you not. I knew you not. Is He saying, I don't know who you are. I don't know your name? No, He's saying, I knew you not, which is a hint that He doesn't have a relationship with you. Because that was religiosity. That was going through the motions. That wasn't ever about a relationship. So God wants to have a relationship with you. And this is what following Christ is all about. So if you're from a different religion, or you're an atheist, an agnostic, and you have that empty vacuum in your heart, you know you do, perhaps you're filling it with something else in this world, and that is going to happen. You're going to fill it with one thing, either God or something else, but God wants to have a relationship with you. Now, I like this next slide. Starve your distractions, feed your focus. You know, they say, I always get mixed up, starve a fever, feed a cold, or feed a fever, whatever. You know that saying. Well, this one is really getting away from obsessions on yourself and everything to do with yourself, and focus in on what God wants to do with you. Time is fleeting. It's a blink of an eye, and then this life is over. And then we have all of eternity based on how we lived this life. So, with that being said, we shouldn't be complacent. We shouldn't be lackadaisical about these kinds of things. We should have a sense of urgency. And unfortunately, a lot of the present-day church is very complacent. Let God take care of it, or let the elders take care of it, or the ministers take care of it. That's what they do. But as we've said before, we're all ambassadors of Christ, and we're all called to be ministers of reconciliation, each and every one of us. And we're a spiritual community, a spiritual family. We're a family. All brought together in the olive tree of life, whether we are engrafted in or whether we are part of the natural roots, it doesn't matter. God's no respecter of persons. He believes that we all are part of the family of God. So, as we said before, what are these distractions? They're the internet, the media, your phone, football, and on it goes. Politics, we mentioned all these things, social issues. These things will ultimately exhaust you and exhaust your time so that you won't have any time for God. And if there's one thing Satan wants to do, is get you off of God completely, to treat God on a superficial level like it's just another thing to do. Go to church on Sunday, or if you are some, you know, the Sabbath, Shabbat on Saturday, whatever, wherever you worship, you have the freedom, because he's the Lord of the Sabbath. You can worship actually any day, to tell you the truth, God wants that reverence. He is always, everything he does is about checking your heart. Your heart. That's why when we did the podcast about the Laodicean church, hot or cold, no lukewarm, God doesn't even register lukewarm. He's checking temperatures, your spiritual temperature, to see if you really are devoted. This podcast would be absolutely waste of time, your time listening, my time doing this, if we were doing this for any other reason than for the glory of God, and that you come to know Christ as your Savior, not because I benefit from it. What? I'm not doing this for recognition. I'm doing this because I want to have the nature of Jesus Christ, who cared when he was on this earth for every single person. Then it's God's will that none should perish. None. There's no sin greater than any other. Every one of us is a sinner. But God has a plan for every one of us. And it's not to send us to hell. We send ourselves, by the way, to hell. We choose whether we want to live with God or not. This idea that God sends you to hell, that is actually from Satan. Satan wants you to think that's the way God is. God just lets things be the way you have decided through free will to choose. And here's another bigger list. Look at this. Facebook, Twitter, social media, apps, phone calls, texting. Oh, that's a big one nowadays, with especially young people, but everybody's doing it. Everybody's walking around like a zombie, basically. Everybody walks around with their phone looking down, not looking up. No one says hello to anybody in the face anymore. Everything is so broken up as far as just social interaction. Part of that's COVID, and part of that is the social distancing. But there's a greater social distancing happening. It happened long before COVID. And it's the fact that man is not paying attention to what God wants to lay in your heart. And the two, and I'm going to stress this every time, the two greatest things are obviously to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy strength and thy might. And the other one, and this one ties in with what I just said, and this is why I'm bringing it up, to love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, you're not loving thy neighbor as yourself when you're walking by them, not even acknowledging them. I'm not saying stop and start chatting to a stranger, but just common civility. You're looking down at your phone. You're not acknowledging that anyone else in this world exists, because that very important text, oh my, you got to hear what somebody's saying to you or saying about you. And oh my goodness, that's the here and now. That is so, so important that the rest of everything else can be blanked out. And again, this wouldn't even be a topical thing if it wasn't so consuming on time. And by consuming time, it's time away from God. And this comes down to the bigger spectrum was, why are we here? We are creations of God. We're the children of God. And we're here to give God glory and worship him. We're not here to worship ourselves. We're not here to give ourselves glory. The world would have you believe that. With everything that's out there, the world would say, hey, it's all about fame and recognition and getting your name out there and getting likes and having subscribers on YouTube and monetization of your popularity nowadays. That's really what matters. It's all statistical numbers. God doesn't care about any of that. Couldn't care less. That's all worldly stuff. You think that's all stuff that the moth and the rust is going to corrupt and it's going to be a going away? Do you think any of that's going to be in the millennial kingdom when this world is done over and people say, okay, well, that's okay. When that happens, I'll be prepared. I'll adapt. You'll adapt, huh? You had your whole life in front of you. You had your opportunity to love God, and you basically succumbed to, and I'm speaking to me too. I'm not dumping on you. And you succumbed to selfishness and greed with your time that you chose. It was more important to feed my own desires, my own wants, my own needs, my own hobbies, in my inner circle of friends, and my world, I needed to cater to that. So we need a fresh perspective, a perspective that God can only grant us about the way He sees things. Because I think we're going to find there's a major contradiction there in terms of the way we see things and the way God sees things. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. This is Jory Prosen. This is JCCS Presents. This is podcast number 6. Can you believe it? The Way It is a series, and we're talking about distractions today. What is the cost of distractions? Let's find out together. Hello, friends, wherever you are in the world, whether it's daytime or nighttime, we say hello to you and we welcome you, atheists, agnostics, different religions, whatever you're from. We welcome you all. We hope that we can have an understanding together, a respective understanding. A very important scripture is coming up on your screen in a second here. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first, but with a big but there, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added on to you. We get that in reverse. We seek ye first our needs and our desires, and when we have some time for God, we give him that time. That is a sad, sad reversal of that scripture, but isn't that the truth? If we be truly honest with ourselves, and I know some of these podcasts, I'm not laughing because I'm making fun. I just, these podcasts, I hope and pray, speak truth, and they're painful. They're painful. It's not easy to look in the mirror and say, geez, and no one's asking you to say, look, I'm a failure. I don't love God the way I do, but it's repentance. It's humility to realize that we all need God, and we need the Spirit of God working in our lives, filling us up and guiding us to the things that God has for us. No good thing will He keep from us, He promises. And all goodness flows from the Father of lights, all goodness. So He has only goodness for us. So why wouldn't we want to tap into God and His Holy Spirit to find out what those good things are of life? There's so much in this world that's so full of darkness. Yes, there's still beautiful things to appreciate. You got the mountains and the glaciers and the oceans, and unfortunately, the tropical forests of the world are disappearing, and all the beautiful different species of animals, some of them are going extinct. And but there's still blue sky to look at, and when the snow comes, the beautiful white snow and the seasons and there's still so many things to be appreciative of, but there's less and less of it. There's a lot of ugliness of human nature out there. And so we really need to tap into God and the goodness of God to find out how we can really glorify Him, even when it seems like the door is three quarters closed and the light just barely is shining through, that's enough light for the Lord to reach out to the lost. And this is really what it comes down to. Major distractions mess up God's plan of spreading the gospel and of sharing the good news that our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon. Sooner than some think. Some don't think he's coming back at all. So, that being said, we mentioned earlier in the program, prior to the break, that Satan takes these things that seem innocent, like your hobbies, perhaps watching sports, NFL, NHL, whatever it is, NBA, takes your fascination with politics or your disdain in a particular political figure, president or the candidate running against him, or the party, or social issues, as we mentioned, racism being a big issue. And you choose by your own free will whether you're going to spend so much time with it. It's not hard for it to become an obsession. And any obsession consistently played out over time can become an addiction. You know, we think addiction, drugs, pot, marriage, you know, marijuana, different kinds of, drugs that were more common about hearing, heroin, whatever, cocaine, crack, whatever. But truth be, anything can ultimately become an addiction. And Satan uses that at that point in time to have you continue to nurture that addiction to the point where it actually becomes your God, whether you realize it. You worship it by spending your waking hours thinking about it and dwelling about it. And just like you would read the Word of God, you read about it and you search it out instead of searching out God, and it replaces God. Now, obviously not everything is like that. But truth be told, most of us have committed adultery of one sort or another. It's very, very easy. And God is a jealous God. You cannot love the world, you cannot love God at the same time. You can't have two masters. It doesn't work out that way, and God's not willing to go that way. And so here is a scripture. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare onto you, but for that which is comely, and that ye may attend upon the Lord without distraction. I think I shared this scripture earlier today, that it's the Lord's will that you serve him without distraction, because it's only that way that he can really speak to your heart and speak to your spirit expressively with what he has for you. So the first important thing is to recognize that you're caught in this obsessions, you're caught up in these addictions, and that in some cases you may have actually formed some type of an adulterous relationship with these things. And money is the easiest one to become addictive. We will talk about adultery some more. We've done some video on that, but definitely the topic needs to be dwelt with in a little bit more depth of analysis. So how about you? Where are you at with these things? Are you focused in on what God has for you? Are you hearing from God? I don't mean literally hearing from God, but through the Word of God. Is God speaking to you through this Still small voice. Again, you're saying, I don't understand what you're talking about. This is rubbish. How can a book, a mere book written by human beings, speak to me? That's where faith comes in. Perhaps you struggle with faith issues. It starts there. And maybe because of your struggles with faith, maybe that's why you're unwilling to spend the time necessary that God wants to spend with you in building that faith. And so maybe a prayer of asking God to help you believe and to give you the strength to believe is where you need to start. Everyone has a different starting point, and everyone has a different level of where they're, how much they're actually distracted. But we're getting bombarded. It's warfare out there. I mean, social media especially, but the all media, the TV, the newspaper, if anybody reads a newspaper anymore, everything's online, right? And it's just, when there's a massive event, like you take COVID, for example, it's absolutely overwhelming. Overwhelming everywhere. COVID. You know what it is. It's just suffocating. It's like, please, no more COVID. I don't want to hear about it. I know it's out there. I see everybody walking around with masks. I get it. COVID, social distance. And it's everywhere. And sometimes it sounds like fear mongers using the numbers. You don't know if the numbers are right or accurate or not, and what they're trying to do with the numbers. You know, there's conspiracy theories out there that some believe that we're purposely being distracted so that when they're slowly chipping away at our rights, that we don't pay attention to it, that we're like, just feed us little doses of distraction and we're good to go. We know for sure that Satan definitely wants you to be distracted and take your focus off of God. And it's our job to get back on track with God. We have to make the effort. God can't do that for us. He could do that for us, but why would he do that when everything's based on free will? It comes down to the desires, your true desires in your heart. Do you want to get closer to God? Do you want to know of God? Do you want to know the goodness of God? Do you want to be forgiven? Do you want to feel the freedom in Christ? To be free from the enslavement of bondage and sin? Because that's what Satan wants to have you get. That's where he's going with all this addiction to these obsessions and these distractions, is to get you trapped in a bondage of idolatry, because it's his chance to see you trip up. And the more people he can trip up, the more followers in Christ he can mess with in his life, the more he has a chance to try to disrupt God's plan. And he'll do anything he can. He gets sick delight out of seeing believers mess up. He can't stand that idea of anyone being saved through what God did, giving up his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, on that cross of Calvary, with the redemption of the crimson blood, and your coming forward and asking for repentance and being forgiven by God and being set free for once and for all. Because we're all going to spend eternity somewhere. We are spirit. We were built, all made in the likeness of God. We all have eternity at one place or the other. Yes, it's black and white that way. Sorry, there's no grays involved. God doesn't deal with grays, just like God doesn't deal with lukewarmness. And I think God did that so that our free will would be a little bit easier to address and to deal with, that we have this choice or we have this choice. Make it so clear cut that when we stand before Christ, and we all will, to give an account for what we did as followers of Christ, or if we didn't accept Christ at all, then all of a sudden Let's see your good works. Let's see if you were perfect, because God said there's none perfect, not one. All we like sheep have gone astray, and each one has turned to his own way. That's right. We're all sheep. And either we're of the flock of the Lord Jesus Christ, or we're black sheep, or we're running away, and we're not listening to the calling of God. But he's always calling us back. He's always calling us back because he's the good shepherd. That's why that analogy is so beautiful of the Lord Jesus and the shepherd and the scapegoat lamb. When Abraham was prepared to sacrifice his son Isaac, and the scapegoat goat, which of course is an analogy to the lamb that taketh away the sins of the world, that John the Baptist beheld when he saw Jesus entered the waters of Jordan to be baptized. So, my friend, we're going to be cutting this one a little bit early today. I ask you, are you prepared to put up with the noise of this world and all the distractions? Or are you realizing that you're missing out on what God has for you? And not just that, but the peace that God gives you. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Is he Lord of your life? Is he King of your life? He doesn't want to be one king or one Lord, and you've got other lords and you've got other kings. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he wants to be there for you. So if you're struggling today with devoting your time to Jesus and God, and missing out what he has for you in your life, time is fleeting. Today is the day of salvation, and today's the day to get right with God before it's too late. So make that your prayer today. We all need to spend more time with the Lord. Let's block off those noises, those distractions that are bombarding us left and right. Find a place where you can spend with God, praying to God, and hearing from God, that you may be blessed by knowing you're fulfilling God's plan for you. After all, that's what it's all about, staying focused on God's plan for your life. And may you richly be blessed by this podcast today. I'm Jory Prosen. This is JCCS Presents, The Way It Is podcast, number 6. We'll be back again very, very soon with another podcast. But until then, God bless you richly. And may you know God's peace and shalom be with you always. Bye for now.